Most people are taught that American slavery ended in 1865. That is true. It is also incomplete. Slavery ended as a legal category. It did not end as a labor solution, an economic logic, or a method of social control. This book is not written to shock or to accuse. It is written to examine how emancipation was constructed, how slavery was dismantled in law, how freedom was defined, and how labor and authority were reorganized in its aftermath. What is usually taught is a moral sequence. Slavery existed, it was wrong, a war was fought, an amendment was passed, freedom followed. What is rarely examined is the design problem beneath that story. Slavery in the United States was not only a social practice, it was a legal status, a labor system, an investment class, a credit structure, and a foundation of public revenue.